Every great product starts the same way, as a spark of inspiration in someone's mind. It might come in the shower, while stuck in traffic, or when you are frustrated with something that does not work the way it should. That moment when you think, there has to be a better way, is where every invention begins. Think about the Post-it note. It started when a 3M scientist created a glue that did not really stick. Useless, until someone realized it could hold paper in place without leaving a mark. Or Spanx, born because Sarah Blakely wanted undergarments that did not show lines under white pants. The Ring doorbell. It came from a simple need to see who was at the door when you were not home. These products weren't born in billion-dollar labs or by massive corporations. They were born in moments of curiosity and persistence, just like the one you may be having right now. The difference between an idea that remains a daydream and one that changes the world comes down to one thing: the journey you are about to take. Why most ideas never make it. The truth is sobering. Most invention ideas never see the light of day. They live and die in notebooks, napkin sketches, and in someday conversations. And even for those who take the next step, the road is filled with obstacles. No market need. The product does not solve a real problem. The most brutal truth for many inventors to face is that not every idea deserves to exist in the marketplace. You can pour passion, money, and effort into building something, only to discover that customers do not care. This does not happen because your product is not clever or because it does not work. It happens because it never solved a problem that mattered to people in the first place. A product with no market needs often falls into one of two categories. The first is the solution in search of a problem. These are inventions created because they can be made, not because anyone asked for them. They may be technically impressive, but if customers do not feel pain or frustration without them, they won't feel compelled to buy them. The second category is the nice-to-have novelty. These products do solve a problem, but it's so minor or rare that people won't pay money for the solution. The problem isn't painful enough to justify a purchase, so interest fades quickly.